Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined by good friends Ruby and Maddie Mordena. Folks, how are we doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Doing ticking grand. Along.
Loving it on the one.
Hell freaking yes. You guys know we have a third guest on the show.
Uh-huh. We're prepared.
Hell yeah, we do. We got Phoebe Johnson from Revolver coming to us live from, I assume, Pōneke.
Yeah, that's right, Mordena. Zach, how are you? I wasn't aware there were two others in the room with
yes,
you.
Yes, there are two other people in the room.
Hello.
Yeah, it's crack up. Are you in Porirua right now?
Oh, Pōneke right now. I am sitting in the car.
Nice.
Because the flatmates are getting ready for a flat inspection. It's all going.
Nice. Is the flat looking relatively clean?
It's looking spick and span, to be honest, and it's a beautiful day here, so how could they fault us?
I totally agree. Last time we had you on the program, we had a yarn about Beep Beep, which was one of the singles you put out for this album, Revolver. And in the music video, you're all wearing kind of Joaquin Phoenix-like Joker makeup, as well as white Victorian frilly jumpsuits. Have you seen the second Joker film yet?
I have not. Have you?
No, but it will be on your radar at all?
I guess so. I need to make more of an effort to go out and see movies. It's usually lower down my list. The finances, not in a good position after this album, but I'll try and make an effort. I think I saw it, maybe got 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. Is that?
It's not doing very good.
It's not doing very good.
The consensus is in and it's not very good.
Oh, no. You know what? I'll go see it.
Yeah, I feel like you should go and you should do the makeup from Beep Beep, because I feel like that would get you so much hype.
I hope people wouldn't feel unsafe.
The whole like safety thing about the Joker film was a bit overrated, wasn't it? You remember when the first one came out, people were like, people are going to do horrible things. Do you remember that?
No. I did not see that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I remember that. That was all over the news, man. So you're doing a flat inspection right now, which kind of is tangential to landlords. Yeah. Because landlords are a subject of the album, correct?
Yes, they do. They are a feature of discussion on one of the tracks, aptly named Landlord.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the word itself just kind of very medieval?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Very very outdated, very bizarre concept, Lord of the Land. Yeah,
it's pretty gross. What's your worst experience with a landlord to date?
Oh my god, so many. I think I've lived in about 8 or 9 flats since I've been in Wellington, and definitely landlords coming over without any notice or permission, coming in to like yell at us if we had like music on past 9 p.m. Things like that. I once got given back my bond in cash.
Whoa.
Which was totally bizarre.
Dodgy
as hell.
Yeah, very dodgy. Paying for things that were wrong at a flat inspection that were just totally above board, all that stuff. And I think as Toby says at the end of the song, he does a spoken word poem, and it's like, you have the audacity to call yourself lords. This isn't even your land. Like, just fix the house. Make it livable for us, because it's just like, the quality is so low when you're a renter. It's so hard, and it's such a money suck, and you're already in kind of a vulnerable position.
Very much
giving
so.
Giving away such a significant portion of your paycheck every week. So it was, a matter of... It was, very... Oh, what am I trying to say?
Bit of a rant,
sure.
That's good. I think we could use more landlord rants, because my co-hosts here, Maddie and Ruby, are going through a bit of a tribulation with their landlord at the moment. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Waiting for the tenancy tribunal, which will be interesting, in like 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
He's doing his second healthy homes inspection today, but has not completed, I think, like 3 out of the 7 things that he's supposed to have done,
so he's gonna
to get that up to scratch.
God.
So, a second fail will be interesting for him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Average landlord behavior. My landlord's great, though. He's great. He's so lovely. Like, my flat is owned by a pair of brothers who are really wholesome. They just, like, I don't know, they'll do anything. They're so nice. They're so good. Yeah.
Occasionally you do get some goodies, eh?
Yeah, for sure. And they really stick out really nicely. So on this new album, Revolver is trying to recapture the energy of 1970s New York City downtown scene, as well as the 1990s London funk scene. Which are you particularly versed, better versed in?
The former or the latter? Probably, like, the other 1970s funk scene is, like, huge influence on the music. Like, Steely Dan, Jamiroquai is a little bit later, Hall & Oates, like, all of this is, like, really important to, like, my musical upbringing, especially Steely Dan, which, you know what? It took me a long time to figure out that apparently they're a meme among the youngins now, but I just genuinely love Steely Dan.
That's hilarious.
I know.
I think they got some banging. Dirty Work is great. Dirty Work's a great song.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Non-stop bangers. And if you haven't checked out Donald Fagen's side projects, you should. He's like one half of Steely Dan alongside all the session musicians. He's fantastic, yeah.
Are you familiar with the actor Chevy Chase?
I am familiar with the actor Chevy Chase.
Yes, well, he was actually in a college band with these two guys, and then he left to go do comedy, and the other two guys formed Steely Dan.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. Really, really fascinating. I listened to an interview with him where he was just talking about that so casually.
That's a hot piece of goss. Wow.
A hot piece of goss indeed. Speaking of goss, you guys have an upcoming tour where you're playing on the 31st in Ōtautahi Christchurch. It is the day of Hallows Eve. Will you be Halloweening it up?
I am working hard on convincing the band to dress up with me. So watch the space. Mm-hmm. I really would love to do themes. I think we've got some excellent themes from our music videos, and it would just be so rude to not dress up in them again for the tour. Wouldn't that be so fun?
I mean, not to bring it back to Joker, but...
Oh, yeah.
Would you want to do a big group uniform outfit? I mean, because 8 people in the same outfit would be something to look at.
Yeah, totally. I think it's ensemble costuming is so powerful. 8 people dressed even in one color is always like, you know, so nice to look at.
Yeah.
Maybe 8 Jokers is scarier than one.
Maybe it's a bit much, too much Jokerish for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a whole lot of time left in the yard, but you are doing a nationwide tour very soon, and you're coming to Otipoti on the 1st of November, playing at yours, which is going to be very fun. And is it your first time playing in Otipoti?
It is. It is long overdue, and I'm really, really excited. And I hope it's not the last time. So we're working on, you know, after the show, coming back to see everyone again.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited. Really, really excited.
Nice, nice, nice. And are there any plans to play any overseas shows, do a Europe or North America tour or something? Or Australia?
Well, there are 8 of us. So I'm working on, once we get back to... once we break even from the album, I'll be working on finding that funding from the overseas tour. A few of our members are actually relocating to Melbourne next year, so there is talk of going over to visit and doing a couple shows there, which would be very fun. I think Melbourne would really love the Revolver sound.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure. You know, some bands, they release an album, they'll sit on that for a while and take a few years, months, whatever, to think about making another thing. Are you all in that boat, or are you guys already like, okay, let's plan the next release?
Yeah, definitely want to take a moment to, like, enjoy this body of work. It's quite a time capsule for us. Mm-hmm. Like, 5 years of, like, songwriting and playing together. So yeah, I want to take a minute to just like relish in that. But Hector, who plays keys, and I are going up for a wee songwriting retreat in a couple of weeks, going to Auckland, spend some time in the studio. I have not written anything in a wee while. The creative and the admin brains don't tend to...
Compliment each other,
yeah. So it would be nice to just have all this admin done and spend some time being creative. Very excited about it.
That would be awesome. Is that for one of the APRA Song Hub things?
It's for an APRA residency.
Oh, awesome.
They're flying us up. Very, very cool. Very stoked about that.
Oh, mate, that'll be awesome. I hope that you get a lot out of it. I wish you a lot of success on the tour.
Thank you very much. We'll see you very soon on the 1st of November.
You will indeed. Thank you so much for coming on this morning and chatting about the new album. It was great talking.
Ah, thanks so much. See you later.
Take care. All right, folks, that was Phoebe Johnson from Revolver talking about their new album and a few other bits and bobs there. Yeah, the landlord situation. It is a... Man, I think it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially with this bloody government.
We need rent a warrant of fitnesses. We need landlord registries, property manager registries. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, I'm going to chip the landlord when he comes on this day.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. All right, we're going to play Revolver's track Landlord for y'all. This is the one, the very one. And then after this, we'll just have some more yarns. Does that sound good?
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Brilliant, Harry. Kind of sound like Ron from Harry Potter there. Brilliant. Anyway, here's Revolver. Love you.
Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.